And consider this from Bentham. Quote, all the indirect means, then, which we can use with advantage, must be employed in directing the inclinations of men, in putting into operations the rules of a logic hitherto but little known, the logic of the will. Wallerstein tells us in Does Capitalism Have a Future? That what is unique to capitalism as a world system is endless accumulation. But perhaps another way to look at this that puts the matter in the proper perspective, or just another way to put it, if we shift the lens a bit, is to say it brooks no competitors, admits no alternatives. This is something that Kissinger says surprised or perhaps unsettled Chinese rulers, who were no less determined to rule, no less rigidly authoritarian. So, once again, here we go, back to Plato and his insistence on perfection, most significantly of the children. And not too many, he advised. One or two will do, will be sufficient. Pick the best, discard the rest. Dispense as you see fit the fates of murder or abandonment. And for this quote-unquote perfection, this idea of the good, the best state, the republic, the threat by sea, was both literal, because the Mediterranean circulated us around. That's what made it dynamic. But that's what upset Plato. It brought those unsettling thoughts to his mind that perhaps I am no better than the so-called slave. And it is that mindset we are living with today. Most deaf, they will not brook alternatives. The threat from outsiders and their degenerate notions has haunted them since they imbibed Plato and decided to realize his dream. Fear of those unorthodox thoughts, those bridging alternatives, diversity, unity of all humankind, of all life. So those bridging alternatives meant the loss of totalitarian control of the citizens. For isn't it with words merely that they control us? Truly, we have to have that conversation.